Today, we will study lesson number 4 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim. And today we will learn Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. The first Perek of Maseches Bikurim, the 7th and 8th Mishnayos. Hifrish Bikurov. Suppose one fine day, the person sets aside the first true fruits of his trees for Bikurim. Before he has a chance to go up to Yerushalayim, he sells the field. So the Bikurim, the fruits that he separated, are Bikurim. But he can't go now and say that I own a field. He sold the field. So maybe the Eino Kore. He brings the Bikurim, but he does not recite the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. V'hasheni, the person who purchased the field, Meyoso Hamin, according to the Tanakama, suppose the person, the mocher, the seller, separated Bikurim from his grapes. Now the second person, who now owns the field, can no longer give Bikurim from the grapes, because it's not Reishis, it's not Bikurim. The Bikurim is already set aside by the first owner. So Meyoso Hamin, Eino Mevi. However, Mimin Acher, if there's an olive tree, and he wants to give Bikurim from the olives, maybe Vikore, he can bring and recite, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Af me oso hamin, even from the grapes in our example, from which the mocher, the seller, already brought Bikurim, the buyer, the lokeach, maybe Vikore. What's this all about? So the Yerushalmi explains that the machlokas revolves around the posuk, Higadeti hayom. In the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, we say, I have today proclaimed, Higadeti hayom. So the drosha is, Pam achas hu magid, ve'eno magid pa'amayim. The Tanakhama says, Higadeti hayom, there's one Haggadah, one statement, one proclamation. The mocher made it, the lokeach cannot make it. However, the other opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is otherwise. Rabbi Yehuda believes that there is no drosha of Higadeti Hayom. There is no limit. In fact, his drosha is that it's perfectly reasonable that a person can bring Bikurim twice. For the mocher, it's his first fruits. For the lokeach, it's his first fruits. No problem. The one person himself, Rabbi Yehuda would say, cannot bring Bikurim twice. But two different people can. The first Haggadah is the Mochers, the second Haggadah is the Lokeach. The Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Halacha is that, in our example, the Mocher gave from the grapes, that's it. The second person cannot bring from grapes. The Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Ches continues. Hifrish Bikurov, a person set aside grapes, olives, pomegranates, whatever, dates, figs, wheat, barley, set it aside for Bikurim. And then, Nivzizu, it was stolen. Nomaku, they rotted. Nignavu, they were stolen in a different type of way. Ovdu, they went lost. Oshenitmu, they became Tomei. And you're not allowed to bring Bikurim, which are Tomei, to the Beis HaMikdosh. So maybe Acherim Tachteyem. He brings a substitute. He substitutes new Bikurim. Ve'eino kore. However, he cannot read the Parsha, because the Parsha says, Hinei hevesi es reishis priho adomoi. I'm giving my first fruits. These are not first fruits. The second fruits. So he can't read the Parsha, but he does bring Bikurim. Ve'hashniyim. We will learn that Bikurim, in some respects, has the same halacha as Truma. And Truma, we already learned in Meseches Trumos, Meseches Chala, that if a person eats Truma b'shogeg, he must repay the Kohen the whatever he ate, a pound of grapes, let's say, plus a chomesh, plus a fifth, which is really a fifth mila bar. So this halacha of giving a chomesh, if you eat it b'shogeg, that applies to Bikurim as well, but only to real Bikurim, to the real first fruits. In this case, the first fruits are already stolen, rotted, lost, tomei. So the second fruits are not fully Bikurim, and if a person eats it b'shogeg, a non-Kohen eats it b'shogeg, he is not obligated to pay the chomesh. Nitmu ba'asoro. Suppose a person brings the fruits of Bikurim mamish to the temple courtyard, and there it becomes tomei. A sheretz falls upon it, or a person whose tomei touches it, etc. No fates. He spreads it all around. He just kind of scatters it all over the floor. V'eino kore. He does not read the parsha. The Rash, Meforesh called the Rash, the Risham, explains, following the Yerushalmi, that since there is a requirement, which we learned yesterday, of reading the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim mitoch simcha, in the attitude of joy, here, his Bikurim became posel, became tomei, there's no joy, no joy, no kriya. Interestingly enough, there's a machlokes here in the Meforshim. Does the person here empty out the fruits? Of course, that became tomei. What about the basket, the tene? There are those who say, again, the Rash following the Yerushalmi, that there was times, a drosha of lokach ha-kohen ha-tene me-yodecha. There were times when the Kohen gets the basket and none of its contents. This is an example of it. You give the Kohen the empty basket. The peros, the fruits, are tome. However, the Rambam disagrees and says, since the Bikurim have become tome, so therefore the tene, the basket, is also not necessarily given to the Kohen. And so we have finished lesson number 4.